David Humphreys, the director of rugby, is in the studio with us today. David, good morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen.
You've known Nevin since he was a little boy.
Yeah, it's funny, Nevin. Before I start, can I again, on behalf of the players and management, pass on our deepest, deepest sympathies to the Spence family. As one of your previous interviewees mentioned, that sometimes in the rugby sense we can focus on Nevin, but when you bear in mind that the three family members, it's just a huge tragedy for so many different parts of the community in Ulster. But yes, to go back to Nevin, Nevin's arrival in Ulster's Rugby Academy coincided with me leaving the playing side of things and taking up the job here. And it's why I've had such a personal interest in seeing how his career has developed. He was the first one we offered a development contract to. I sat down with him a couple of years ago, and we talked about where he saw his future, where he saw his rugby future, what his ambitions were, what his plans were. And I think I said it yesterday, Stephen, you know, sometimes players come in and talk about where they want to go to. Nevin was very clear. He wanted to be a professional rugby player, and he wanted to be a professional rugby player with Ulster.
And David, this is no doubt a shock. Maybe you can give me a sense as to the type of person he was, as well as his playing ability.
As a person, yes, if we look at it from the two separate sides, if you take the rugby, everybody who followed Ulster rugby knew what Nevin brought when he played. He brought an unbelievable passion, commitment, enthusiasm, determination, skill. He was the sort of player that you wanted in your team. But those characteristics also were carried into how he conducted himself away from the rugby pitch, away from training. I think if you look at people who follow Twitter, people who look at Facebook, will see from Nevin's entries over the last number of years the enthusiasm that he brought to every aspect of his life. He's one of those personalities that everybody enjoyed being around. Everybody enjoyed his company. He was very much a central part of our squad. And it's going to be very, very hard to move forward over the next few days, weeks and months without him there.
David, thank you for talking to us this morning.